What's it to you? Inside of Town Hall, the townspeople are having a meeting. What's it to you, one of them asks, as I walk in, and I say very little, smiling as they imagine whether I mean what I say. Sitting in the corner, I see a voluminously arresting fruit plate. It's brimming with papaya, which I thought was out of season. Mangoes, too. And something that resembles eggs, but is not eggs. The egg problem is currently under discussion. Tom, of course, brought it to the table, and Frank thought it best to let it go. But you know how these things go. In the town hall courtyard, the egg trees continue their yields against reason. The smell is confusing. Labradors lean their ears into the wind, sniffing as the scent of the egg trees pauses against their wet nostrils. The town dogs are healthy, which is the most assuring sign of prosperity we've had in a long time. It means a lot to all of us. All summer the egg trees have tempted men and women alike with their tapered shapes. Tom doesn't think we should stand for it. Tom doesn't really know what he is talking about, is the gist of Frank's rebuttal. I tend to agree. The light is very low. The coffee is, of course, terrible, and someone asks why these meetings always resemble pancake breakfasts held in the basement of a church. I think he means it more in spirit. The eggs remain unbroken in their shells. Then Sarah makes an arresting contribution. Papayas are an aphrodisiac. Mangoes, too.